Another thing that was again shown this time with the curves was the analysis of the ER positive and PR positive, PR negative data. Can you kind of review that and what were your thoughts
on
it?
Yes, this is a non-protocol look at the data. So it's, if you like, data derived, but it's very, very powerful. Professor Mitch Dowsett, who is the endocrinologist linked to the trial, has previously presented these data. And this is an update. And the findings are even more striking than they were before. There are four phenotypes in the hormone receptor groups, double negative, double positive, and one or other positive. Now, the double negatives show no effect with anastrozole over tamoxifen. The other three phenotypes show an effect. Each of those three phenotypes, there is an advantage to anastrozole. But the estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor negative, the hazard rate there favoring anastrozole is 0.4. It's almost a 60% relative risk reduction. Now, one would be very skeptical about that as a data-derived observation, other than there is a very good mechanistic explanation. That particular phenotype tends to be grade 3, tends to overexpress HER2. And there have been earlier observations to suggest that HER2 overexpressers do favorably in aromatase inhibitors compared with tamoxifen. So I think it's probably true, although it needs to be explored prospectively in another trial.
I was running a panel last night and someone made the following statement. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with it. If the ATTACK trial had been limited to patients with ER-positive, PR-positive tumors, quote, it would have been a negative trial.
No, that's not true. Because in that subgroup, and firstly, there's no reason to do that. That's a funny thing to say. Why would anyone choose to do a trial like that?
I was wishing you were there when he said it.
And I think I can guess who it was. and the hazard ratio for that group, I think, is 0.83. I think it's 0.83.
Well, the point was that it wasn't statistically significant.
It may not have been statistically significant because of powering, because you've immediately reduced the power of the study by taking out others.
I guess the other thing that I was thinking about when I heard that is, and I actually posed that back to this person, was suppose the efficacy had been exactly identical. Mm. Would it have been a positive trial in terms of just the side effects and toxicity profile?
And the answer to that is yes, because it was an equivalence trial. We powered it up as an equivalence, and on the tolerability alone, I think we would have switched.